Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Dennis. And I just want to greet you today in that name that is above all names. And that happens to be the name of Jesus. The word reminds us that at his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. I want to read to you today from the great book of Genesis. That is Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. So that's Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. And hear what it says. It tells us that this is the account of Terah's family line. It says that Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. Now, while his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Ishcah. Now Sarai was childless because she was not able to conceive. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran. Now, this is the word of God to us today. And I want to speak to you for just a few minutes. And I want to use as my topic today, is this where it ends? Is this where it ends? And I'm saying that because if you followed keenly the text that we have read, you would have seen that Terah set out from a place that is called Ur. And he had one aim. He wanted to go to a place that is called Canaan. But when he came to a place that is called Haran, he stopped. He settled and he died. In other words, he didn't get to where he set out to go. He stopped somewhere. And the truth be told, is this where it ends? There are many of us, we have set out to go to Canaan, but something happened along the way, and we stopped, we settled, and we die without getting to where we set out to go. Maybe different things might have happened that would have stopped us. It could be in our journey with Christ. God, you know that I want to get there someday. God, I need your power. God, I need your anointing. God, nothing will stop me. And we set out on a mission. But we came to a place and we settled there. Maybe we stopped for only mentally a short while. But other things would have taken away our vision, our appetite, and we settled and died at a place that God intended not for us to stop at. We should have gone much further. There are so many of us in our walk with God, we should have been much further. In our walk, in our relationships, we should have been much further. In our walk with our parents and children, we should have been much further. But we have stopped. We have settled, and many have died spiritually at a place that they should not have stopped. But you know, today as we look at the text today, you will see that the text introduces us to a man, that the man named Terah. And we are told that Terah, the name Terah, means a wanderer, a wanderer. You know, we are more aware of different persons that came after him, but little is known about him. You know, you'll agree with me that not many Christians are familiar with who Terah was and what he represents in the word. You know, we are more familiar with his son Abraham or Abram than we are familiar with him. We're more familiar with his grandson Isaac than we are more familiar with him. We're more familiar with his great grandchildren, Esau and Jacob, than we are familiar with him. But I believe that we can all conclude that without him, there would have not been them. And therefore, as we look at him and try to know who this man was, we understand that he was not just the father of Abraham, but he was the father of two other sons, namely Ner and Haran, younger brothers of Abraham. Now the scripture tells us that he was the grandfather of Lot, and he was from the land of Ur of the Chaldeans, which is somewhere, we are told, southern, the southern part of Iraq. Now we have been told that Ur at this particular time was a place that was known for many, thank you, for many, many gods, that the average person in Ur of the Chaldeans, that they worship about 169 gods. Now we have been told that Ur means confusion, because any person that has to worship 169 gods to find peace has to be confused, because you and I know that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. The word reminds us that God had highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that your Jesus, my Jesus, our Jesus, that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, the conquering lion, the tribe of Judah, and there is no other God but our God. Hallelujah. So it was a place of confusion. Do you realize today that we're living in a world of confusion, when persons don't know where to go, who to turn to, etc. But our God remains our answer. Our God, he remains our deliverer, our healer, our way maker. Hallelujah. That he is alive and that he is well. And once we are with him, we are not confused, but we are in our right mind. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he is alive and he's well. We can cast our cares upon him because he careth for us. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. The writer reminds us what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, but what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Are you confused today? There's a name that we can call on. Are you confused today? There's a prayer that we can pray. Are you confused today? There's a God who has declared that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to be my sons and my daughters, and I'm gonna be your God. God. Hallelujah. I want to thank him today that he's always with us. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what storms are blowing. You don't have to be confused because our God is a very, very present helper in the times of trouble. I don't know if you are confused about many things, but he is our helper in the times of trouble. You know, the Bible is rather silent on Peter's relationship with God. Now, we don't know if he was a believer, but what we know is that he was an idol maker, but not sure if he was worshiping those idols. But you know, at some point in his life, after living in her a place of confusion, a place of wickedness, a place where he did not know if he was going or coming, he got confused with the kind of life he was living. He got fed up with what was happening. And at some stage in the game, he decided, I need to leave from this place of confusion. I need to get out of this house of wickedness. I need to change my location. I need to change my position. I'm going to Canaan. And he packed his family and he set out. You look at verse 31. Verse 31 tells us that one day Terah took his son Abram, his daughter-in-law Sarai, his grandson Lot, and moved away from her of the Chaldeans. He was headed for the land of Canaan. You know, you will agree with me that before he set out from her of the Chaldeans, he knew where he was going. I forgot, no doubt he said to his neighbors, we are just sick and tired of this mess. We have lived in this mess for far too long, and we need a change. We need a change of location. We need to get from where we are to a better place. I believe that he said to all and sundry, it is time to go. It is time to move. And they might have asked him, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to a better place. I'm going to a place of peace. I'm going to a place, hallelujah, of joy unspeakable. I'm going to a place of happiness. I'm going to a place where I can enjoy the presence of the living God. I'm going to a place where yokes are broken, chains are broken, and the peace of God can be felt. I don't know who I'm talking with today, but they might have been people among us. You are sick and tired of where you are. You are confused. You are frustrated. Amen. The plans of the enemy might have tied you down, and you might have said, I need to get out of where I am. I need to go to a better place. So Terah, he was there, and he wanted to go to a better place. I don't know if you're understanding me today, but I want you to understand that from time to time, many of us have been at places where our hearts could not worship God the way we are to worship God, where things have not been flowing the way they ought to flow, where confusions abound, and where the peace of God was absent, and you feel as if you are stifling and you can't make it any longer. Amen. You need to get to that place where you decide, I can't take it anymore. I need to get to a better place. So Terah decided, he set his destination. He knew where he was going. I'm going to Canaan. Going to Canaan. We'll agree. The text reminds us that while he was on his way to Canaan, something happened. He got to Haran and he stopped. Let me just say this quickly, because the question might be asked as to why Terah got fed up with life as it was in her. You see, people leave their places of abode for different reasons. There are many people because there are pressures that can happen to us that can either push us closer to God or push us away from God. You know, you get up this morning, you really have peace in your heart, but one text message can change it all up, and that can push you closer to God, or it can push you away from God. You know, the bills that we have to pay from time to time can either push us to God or push us further from God. Sickness in the family, sickness in the body. This is happening. That is happening. Are those things pushing us closer to God, or are they pushing us away from God? Peter might have decided, I have to leave her of the Chaldeans. Why Tira? Let's not forget, the text tells us that while Tira was yet alive, his son Haran died. There are some places where the memory is not good. There are some places where the experiences have not been good at all. And there are times you want to turn your back on those places and go to a better place. Amen. Tira could have chosen any place to go, but he decided, I want to go to Canaan. Why Canaan? Because that is the city of God, the place that has the presence of God. Brothers and sisters, if you ever need peace in your life, in from a world that is packed with frustration and packed with confusion, you need to get to a place where you can experience the power of God and the anointing of God. Can I remind you that in his presence, and there is a fullness of joy, and at his right hand, and they are pledges forevermore, that there is still power in the name of Jesus. No chain can hold you, because there's power in the name of Jesus. So Tira decided, I can't take it. Now if you look at the scripture, you'll understand and realize that Tira raised his family. There's no mention of a wife. So no doubt he raised his family in a place of confusion, a place of wickedness, by himself. One of his sons died, and he decided, I need to get out of here. When he got to Haran, the Bible tells us that Tira stopped, Tira settled, and Tira died. Can I tell you that the word Haran means a place of dryness, a place of bitterness, a place of coldness? Yeah, God, I thank you. You are giving me a move. I want to get out of a place of confusion. I want to go to a place of power, a place of blessings, a place where I can experience the joy and the peace of God Almighty. And you have started well. But no sooner he got to a place of bitterness, he could not go further. There are so many of us, we have gotten to a place of dryness in our walk with God, and we can't get any further. We have gotten to a place of dryness and bitterness in our experiences with others, and we can't get any further. God, it's not that I don't want to go, but I can't get this out of my mind. My heart is heavy. My thoughts are not where they are supposed to be. I'm still not forgiven. I'm still covered with bitterness and coldness. And you know, many things have happened along the way, and I cannot get over to get to where God has called me to be. I come to tell us today
that there is a greater place to go. I come to remind us today that they are our takes and pain. You have been troubled in your past, and many persons have hurt you, backbite you, and kick you away. But God wants to take you from here because there is glory on the other side. But to get to where the glory is, you have to forgive those who have trespassed against you. You cannot die at Haran. There are far too many people who came to Haran in their journey with God, but they think of what went wrong in her of the Chaldeans. And I can't get by. You know, there are some people I need to forgive. There are some people who have hurt me, but I have to forgive because God has called me to a better place. So the Bible tells us that he came to Haran. And he may just want a little stop. God, I remember what happened over here. You know how many people talked about me, how much they had criticized me, how much I've suffered the pain and the hurt. But God, I still hear you calling my name because there is higher heights and deeper depths. I believe that there are some glory on the other side, but I need the hands of God, the help of God to get me from where I am to where he wants me to be. Brothers and sisters, whatever might have happened to you in the past, do not die at Haran. It does not matter who have hurt you, backbite you, and walked all over you. And do not die at Haran. There is a call, there is an anointing, there is a gift in your spirit. When you have set out for God, he has called you out of darkness. He has placed you into his marvelous light. And do not die at Haran. You are supposed to go to Canaan. That's where he wants us to be. So I mentioned earlier on that Tira died. You know, it's amazing. Verse 32 is just dry. It just says, look at verse 32 again. Can we say, Tira lived for 205 years. And he died while he was still in Haran. What that tells me, he died in his bitterness. Whew. I've made it this far from here. He died in his stubbornness. He died at a place of dryness. No power from God. No blessings from God. Tira looked okay on the outside, but deep in his spirit, he was rebelling. Deep in his spirit, he was disobeying God. I understand that we have been through pain and heartaches and different stuff, but do not die at Haran. We have been to church for many years, but we are still at Haran. That's not where he wants you to be. That's not where he wants me to be. That's not where he wants all of us to be. He said we are to get over. When Tira set out, he knew where he should go, where he was heading. But something happened along the way. Those of you who are new in the faith, let me tell you this quickly. It's a lot of joy at the beginning. But when you get in the middle, there are going to be some tough times. But do not die at Haran. I can just imagine, I watched Tira, and he was with joy saying goodbye to everybody. Where are you going, Tira? I'm going to Canaan. He looked at his neighbors and friends and everybody. Goodbye, goodbye. He packed everything. One mind, one aim, one determination. But along the way, what happened? He stopped. And the truth be told, we can stop. But the Bible says that he settled. There comes a time when bitterness feels good. You settled. There comes a time when unforgiveness feels good. He settled. And he thought, well, I'm going to make it out someday. But he did not make it. But can I just tell you this quickly in closing? That there is a generation after you that will go into Canaan. Because the Bible tells us in the other chapter that God came unto Abraham and said, get thee out of your country and from your father's house to a place that I have called you, and I'm going to bless you. You shall be a blessing. Amen. One generation failed, but God raised up another generation that no demon, no devil, no principality, no power could stop, because that other generation is anointed with the Spirit of the living God to go and do what the next generation failed to do. I want to say to some grandparents today and some parents today, amen, don't you ever, amen, stop praying for your children, because what you have failed to do, what the enemy has hindered you from doing, and God is about to raise up that next generation to do it. Are you getting me today? In closing this morning, where are you at? Are you still in the house of confusion? I'm stuck. I want to go. Yeah, I know I should go, but I don't have the courage to go. Are you still in the place of rebellion? Are you at a dry place spiritually? Are you experiencing the move of God? Are you still allowing what has happened in your past to keep you in bondage? Are you away from the place of dryness, away to a place of glory and blessings and power? Amen. Enjoying the presence of the never-failing God. Where are you at today? Thank God, Tira knew, I need to get away from here. And he got away from here. But did he get to where he was supposed to be? No. Is this where it ends? Shouldn't be. A lot of Christians, you stop it here. You settled here. God is saying, no, I want you to go further. Will you bow your heads with me today and close your eyes as pastor? The team will come as we have a time of prayer. Where are you at? Should it end here? It should not. It should not.
Thank you, Pastor. Would you stand with me? And those who are prepared to help pray, if you would come to the front, I would appreciate that. Our board, staff, spouses. Would you shut your eyes for just a minute? I want us to think through and contemplate what we've been challenged with today. So with your eyes closed, your heads bowed, I'm just curious, where are you at? Are you in that place of confusion that Pastor talked about, Ur of the Chaldeans? Or are you in a place of dryness, the Haran? Or have you settled there? So I'm just curious, with all your heads bowed and your eyes closed, this just makes it personal in a room full of people. I'm just curious. If there's anybody here that maybe you have been in confusion, and just like he said, today's a day you want to say, I'm ready to try Jesus. As you heard the baptism testimonies, you know, is there something that has kept you from that, that maybe today you're willing to say, no, I want to try Jesus. I want to make a difference. I want him to make a difference in my life. Anybody here like that, if you would raise your hand, we will just pray with you. That's our goal. Anybody at all? Okay, for the rest of us in this room then, I'm just curious, have you settled in some way? Again, this is between you and God. heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm just curious if you feel maybe the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and that in some way maybe you have settled. You've just kind of stopped. Maybe it's unforgiveness or bitterness or a dryness. Anybody feel like that today as Pastor was speaking? I do see a lot of hands. If you just raise your hand, I'm just curious. I do see those hands, and I appreciate your honesty. Sometimes it's difficult, but it's important for us to make a move toward God. So I'm going to ask you to do this. If you would like prayer, and these folks up here are willing to pray with you for anything. It could be physical healing, emotional. It could be gifts of the Spirit. Maybe you've never spoken tongues and this is your time today. It could be maybe this point of dryness and you want to share that with somebody and have them stand with you in prayer. That's what they're here for. So I'm going to pray for all of us. But as I pray, if you would like special prayer, just step out. You can step out while I'm praying and come down here for prayer. But I want to pray for the rest of us. Father, thank you for this word today. Thank you for this challenge. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for calling us out of confusion. And I pray, Father, for each of those who raised their hands that have felt that they have settled, we ask in the name of Jesus for you to pick us up and to move us on to a place of healing and a place of joy and a place of fullness in you. That place that we have headed toward, God, we need help getting there, and I pray you would pick us up out of where we are. And I pray, Father, for all of us on that journey, that whatever that is that's accosting us today, whether it is a type of dryness, maybe we have felt that, I pray, God, that you would lift that. Maybe it's a heaviness and a worry or pressure from the world, that you would just lift that in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are struggling. Maybe it's finances that are just weighing upon them, maybe bills that are outstanding, God, that you in your graciousness, God, that you would lift that you would provide a way. I pray for those who maybe they've just got issues with family that are just difficult and they weigh down on them in the middle of the night. They're awake thinking. And I just pray, God, that you would restore relationships. Father, we lift all of these needs up to you, and we just thank you that your will is for us, that you are there for us, and that you would help carry us on through the land of Haran on the way to the promised land. I pray that all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you for being here. Remember to go, and God, do not stay stuck. Please express your gratitude. Can we just thank Pastor Grant for being here today? And if you have not met Joan, you need to greet her too. So be sure and greet them today. Thank you, God.